Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show, joined by Ken of Good Old Script Parma. He's going to play a round of Trump 2E. Hey, Ken, how are you?
Oh, great.
Yourself, good. Sir. We're doing great. Maybe tomorrow we get into the topic of how many warning lights do you have on your dashboard in your car?
Oh, no.
8 or 10 of them or something.
Yeah. See, there you go. 8 or 10.
Stevie's car looks like a Christmas tree when I walked past it yesterday during the sign. She even showed it to me. She's like, Tim, look at this.
No,
it is like a mini Vegas in her car.
It was only two.
Like a
Stevie.
All right. So.
I didn't know.
Oh, my gosh. Aww. I don't know how she made it. I don't know how her car made it from downtown
there
to Eastside.
There's not any concerning lights.
There's just the warning sign. There's like low tire pressure. Signs I haven't even seen before. I thought they were hieroglyphics.
That's not
true. I have no idea. All right.
That is just
dramatic. When was your last oil change?
That's the one light.
What year? No. What's your last? Okay. Ken, ask Jen to leave the room. We'll go ahead and get started. Sorry for being distracted.
Hi, Jen. Could you please leave the room?
Hi, Ken. Yes, I can. Good luck today.
Jen's leaving the room. We're going to ask you 5 questions, producer Stevie. Please. And I can't even tell. I won't even tell you about the car. We'll get this tomorrow.
No, because then it's your fault and you got to pay.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
The whole thing.
Here we go, Ken. Question number one. Jen's in the hallway and she doesn't participate in this part of the game. We begin with the Guardians because it's big news. They're back home tonight. Game 3, ALCS. And they're taking on those Yankees. First pitch, by the way, 5:08. Which team is currently leading the series 2-0? Is it the Guardians? Is it the Yankees?
It is the Yankees.
But yes. Question number 2. Tom Brady has another new role, this time as an NFL owner. He purchased a minority stake in the Las Vegas Raiders. Name one of the two teams Tom Brady played quarterback for when he played in the NFL.
Patriots.
All right, we're going with question number 3. Liam Payne, sad news yesterday afternoon. He has passed away, Liam Payne, at the age of 31 years old after falling from a third-floor hotel room in Argentina, with witnesses reporting erratic behavior earlier in the day. Liam Payne gained worldwide fame as a part of which boy band?
Was that One Dimension? One...
Okay, we'll go with question number 4. Ariana Grande and Stevie Nicks, their October 12th episode of Saturday Night Live, scored its biggest ratings in over 3 years. The last time the show scored a higher viewership was when Elon Musk hosted with Miley Cyrus. This is back in 2021. Now, Miley Cyrus made headlines for, well, I don't know, basically twerking during her performance with which artist at the 2013 MTV VMAs?
Can't think.
That's all right. There's the buzzer. We'll get to question number 5, see if you can figure this one out. So for a limited time, fans can customize their Converse Chuck Taylors with lyrics and also imagery from Billie Eilish's album Hit Me Hard and Soft through the Converse and Billie Eilish by You platform. Which 2020 James Bond theme song did Billie Eilish record? Once again, which 2020 James Bond theme song did Billie Eilish record?
Maybe to a kill or something.
All right, we'll go with that one. We'll see how many of the five you answered correctly next. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show. Oh, we just got a DM. Rachel's what? Having a baby. Congratulations.
Oh.
All right, Ken of Script... Ken of Script Parma, it just answered five questions a minute ago. How'd he do?
Ken got two.
Two correct today, Ken.
All right, Ken.
All right, Ken. Here we go. Here we go with question number one. Jen's back in the room. Overall record, 1,655 victories, 433 losses. Jen, we begin with question number one.
All right,
we
Tim.
Begin with the Guardians back home tonight for game three, ALCS against those New York Yankees. First pitch, 5:08, obviously a Progressive Field. Which team is currently leading the series 2-1?
The Yankees.
Boo!
Yeah, boo.
All right. Get them tonight. Get them tonight.
You going to the game?
No, but did you see prices of those tickets? A day and a half ago, $200 for the cheapest ticket. Now, $74 on secondary. Question number two. I can't look at you right now.
I know.
Question number two. Tom Brady has another new role. This is an NFL owner. He purchased a minority stake in the Las Vegas Raiders. Name one of the two teams Tom Brady played quarterback for when he played in the NFL.
The Patriots.
It is the Patriots. Question number three. Very sad news yesterday afternoon. Liam Payne has passed away, age of 31 years old, after falling from a third-floor hotel room in Argentina, with witnesses reporting erratic behavior earlier in the day. Liam Payne gained worldwide fame as a part of which boy band?
One Direction.
It is One Direction, of course. Question number four. Ariana Grande and Stevie Nicks, their October 12th episode of SNL, scored its biggest ratings in over 3 years. Last time the show scored a higher viewership was when Elon Musk hosted with Miley Cyrus as a musical guest. This was back in 2021. Now, Miley Cyrus made headlines for, well, basically twerking during her performance with which artist at the 2013 MTV VMAs?
Robin Thicke.
It was Robin Thicke. 11 years ago.
Ew.
Question number five. For a limited time, fans can customize their Converse Chuck Taylors with lyrics and imagery from Billie Eilish's album Hit Me Hard and Soft through the Converse and Billie Eilish By You platform. Which 2020 James Bond theme song did Billie Eilish record?
Oh. That was Skyfall again.
Skyfall further. No time to die.
No time to die.
Final totals.
10-2, Jen 4.
Oh, Ken, I'm sorry. We appreciate you playing, though.
Thanks. Really enjoy your show.
We appreciate it, Ken. Ken, we enjoy you. And once again, congratulations to Rachel. Ken, you know what you need to say.
Hi, this is Ken from Parma, and I did not trump to eat today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Sean of Stowe joining the show. Hey, Sean, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. You ready to play around at Trump Tui?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Absolutely. Ask Jen to leave the room, and we will get started.
Again, leave the room, please.
I'm leaving the room. Good luck to you, Sean.
There we go. All right, she's leaving the room. Producer Stevie staying in with me. She will keep track of the score. Jen's in the hallway, so let's begin the game. Question number one, and sad news yesterday, as former One Direction member Liam Payne has passed away at the age of 31 years old after falling from a third-floor hotel room and witnesses reporting erratic behavior earlier in the day. What was One Direction's debut single? It was either What Makes You Beautiful or Story of My Life.
Oh, boy. Let's go with that Story of My Life.
That's all right. Let's go with question number two. In a recent interview on The Drive podcast, Patrick Mahomes discussed the unexpected perks of Travis Kelce dating Taylor Swift. So he mentioned that Taylor has been baking with his daughter, Sterling. Taylor Swift's recipe went viral for her cookies made out of which tea? It was either Earl Grey tea or chai tea.
Let's go with chai tea.
All right, question number three. Britney Spears gave a shout-out to several women she admires, calling them her girl crushes. She praised all sorts of people. Pamela Anderson, Natalie Portman, Camila Cabello, Kendall Jenner, Selena Gomez, Drew Barrymore. List goes on and on. Our question to you, who is older? Is it Britney Spears or is it Natalie Portman?
I'm going to go with Brittany.
Let's go with Brittany. Question number four. Tom Holland has launched a non-alcoholic beer called Biro. This comes after the actor celebrates 2 years of sobriety. Who is Tom Holland dating?
Don't even have a guess.
That's all right. That's good.
I need the sports. Every time I listen, you got sports questions.
Those I love dropping the sports questions.
I did not drop sports questions.
That's okay. That's all right. That's what you never know. You never know about the questions. You're right. Question number five. Ariana Grande and Stevie Nicks give Saturday Night Live its biggest rating in over 3 years with almost 6 million viewers in live and same day viewing on NBC. Ariana Grande went viral for the SNL skit slash cover of which Sabrina Carpenter song?
I don't know.
That's okay. Next time, sports questions, Sean, right?
All of them.
That's all right.
All
okay.
Sports.
That would be amazing. All right, so we're going to see how you did. We're going to bring Jen in, ask the same five questions. That's happening in 4 minutes on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show. The Jen part is now back into the room. So let's continue around with Trump 2E. How did Sean do? He's in Stowe.
Sean got one. All right, Sean.
Yeah. Oh, not Trump 2E today.
Well, you never
know. He's already saying it. We're done. No,
you never know.
Next time, Sean said, I need to ask sports questions. So I will remember
all
that.
All five need to be sports next time.
Yeah, all sports.
Well, I am sporty Jen, so yeah, we'll see.
It will be a battle. Well, we're going to see about these non-sporty questions. Question number one, and sad news yesterday as former One Direction member Liam Payne has passed away at 31 years old after falling from a third-floor hotel room with witnesses reporting erratic behavior earlier in the day. What was One Direction's debut single? It was either What Makes You Beautiful or Story of My Life.
What Makes You Beautiful?
It was. Question number two. In a recent interview on The Drive podcast, Patrick Mahomes discussed the unexpected perks of Travis Kelce dating Taylor Swift. He mentioned that Taylor has been baking with his daughter, Sterling. Now, Taylor Swift's recipe went viral for her cookies made out of which tea? It was either Earl Grey or chai.
Chai.
It was.
They are delicious.
You had them?
You made them?
I have not had them baked by Taylor, but I have my
friend. But you bring those in for a Tasty Tuesday. I'm eating all this slop in here. All these weirdo things and you're making.
My friend baked them and brought them over last New Year.
Were they good?
Yes.
Were they dry?
No.
They were not dry.
I like chai tea a lot. And
okay. See, I'm not like mid on chai tea. That's why.
Very fall.
Oh, I feel like we need those.
Christmas.
It'll be our new Stevie segment. Stevie bakes.
Yeah, I can bake.
That's a no. All right, question number three. Can you bake?
No.
Okay.
Don't you remember she caught a pan on fire? Didn't you do that like a year ago or so?
No, I don't think
you did that. No, did I make that up? Okay,
you made that up.
Okay.
Question number three. Don't bake us anything.
Honestly, I may have.
Question number three. Britney Spears gave a shout out to several women she admires, calling them girl crushes. She praised Pamela Anderson, Natalie Portman, Camila Cabello, Kendall Jenner, Selena Gomez, and Drew Barrymore. Our question to you, who is older? Is it Britney Spears or is it Natalie Portman?
Natalie Portman.
You're right. Natalie Portman, 43. Britney Spears, 42. Tom Holland has launched a non-alcoholic beer called Beero. This comes as the actor celebrates 2 years of sobriety. Who is Tom Holland dating?
Zendaya.
Yes, it is. Coming to town, right?
Inducting Cher into the Rock and Roll
Hall
of Fame.
Come on, how big is that?
Big news.
Come on down to the Halle Building if she's here already. Come on down. By yours truly. Get you a nice white tea medley.
Oh, that is a tasty treat.
Question number five. Ariana Grande and Stevie Nicks gave Saturday Night Live the biggest ratings in over 3 years with almost 6 million viewers in live and same day viewing on NBC. Ariana Grande went viral for the SNL skit slash cover of which Sabrina Carpenter song?
Oh, Espresso.
It was. I'm, tell me about it.
She final was totals. Really good on SNL.
Sean won, Jen 5.
Oh, she got all 5?
I'm sorry, Sean.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
It's all good.
It's all right, Sean.
It makes me feel better. I had no shots. So.
Sports questions next time
yes.
you call.
There
that's,
you go.
That's the key.
I need to have two like lists ready to go.
No, you do not.
Just
don't.
In case. Just like over here on the shelf so Jen can't
Stevie, don't
that
have
is a great idea.
Ideas.
We're going to start doing
no.
that moving forward.
No.
Yeah. What is your favorite subject? We'll just have like a pile of different
movies,
things alphabetized.
TV,
we grab two. That's a good call. All right. It's always good to hear from you, Sean. You know what you need to say, buddy.
All right. Well, I'm a new listener about a month ago. I love your show, and I did not trump Tui.
Well, we love that you listen. Thanks so much, Sean. You're the man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.